We have some sunshine streaming through our studio windows, and in studio right now, Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Welcome back, sir. Busy, busy summer. The orchard is open. You've got a big event coming up on Saturday to benefit Feed My People. How in the world are you, Ronnie?
Busy. Good morning, everybody. It's nice.
The battle cry of every business owner. Busy.
So again, there still are some markets out and about anywhere you're going today.
Yeah, we're on Birch Street today.
So we've still got
Festival
a market.
Foods?
We've still got
yes.
a market yet today.
Very
at
good.
Birch Street Festival Foods. I see a 6-pack of apple cider here, and is cider going to be available at the markets now too? The remaining ones?
Yes, yes. Brand new this year. We're putting our pints in a 6-pack. Make it more handy for you folks. So
nice.
Come on down and get some nice fresh cider.
Yes.
Oh, it looks so good.
Hillary, are you a fan of cider warmed or cold or both? I love chilled cider personally.
I prefer warm cider.
And
yes,
I think, again,
I love warm
very
cider.
Versatile, too.
Yep.
Great fall. Mm-hmm. And also a bag of apples that I believe we'll be gnawing on in just a moment
yep.
here. But what kind?
Zestars.
Mm. Zestars.
I can't wait to hear what they're good for.
Everything.
Oh.
Eating, actually.
Stay tuned. We're back with Ronnie Appleseed right after this. We're back here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. He has dispensed the treats.
I'm so happy right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we have from the new 6-pack of pints, we have the 100% apple cider. And this is nice and chilled, Ronnie, so I'm about to take my first swig here, right. too, because I love it both ways, warm and chilled, but I really love chilled apple cider, so.
So I have to say, the beauty of getting fresh cider from an orchard is it really is just head and shoulders above other ciders. When I get other ciders, you know, even like from the grocery store or whatever, I find that to really enjoy them, I need to mull them at home and that sort of thing and
right.
like steep them with other, you know, cinnamon, cloves, things like that. But I find when I get the fresh cider from your orchard, I don't need to do that. It's just simply delicious on its own.
Right. And again, in their processing, you lose a lot of the flavor. And the way that the orchards in this area and us do it, it's fresher. It doesn't have all of the preservatives or whatever added to make it last on the shelf, that type of deal. So it's 100%.
Caleb, you and I have imbibed. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic
yeah.
cider.
Very
nice,
fresh tasting.
Nice, chilled, cold uh-huh. cider, too. And so folks can find that at the farmer's markets. And, again, the orchard is open. If folks haven't
yep.
realized yet, it's orchard season. So.
You bet. We're open 7 days a week, 11 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. And we're still open for pick your own over at Class Apple for the next 3 weekends. And that's 9 to 6 Saturday and Sunday.
Speaking of picking, you've got an event for Feed My People coming up on Saturday. The public is invited, but space is limited. It'd be wise to RSVP.
You bet. Make sure you get out there on the webpage and get signed up or on Facebook, whatever. We need your names. We've got a limited list this year. Kind of a little limited in the area that we're in today or this season. So, yeah, make sure you get signed up. Follow us on our webpage. We got a lot of apples coming up that are getting close to being ready. They're not quite ready yet to be picked or in the store, but any day now we should be getting a multitude of varieties coming in.
Wonderful. And going with your family or kids or just friends and going through an orchard, it's not just, you don't come home with apples, you come home with memories.
Exactly. And of course we got the, you know, a couple of animals at the
Yay!
Orchard.
Indeed. I love baby goats this year.
Yeah, 2 of them.
Aww.
Real quick, so let's all name our favorite apple here, Mark and Hillary and myself, and see, we'll put Ronnie on the spot and see if you have it when it's coming up. I'm going to just throw a softball. The Snow Sweet is my absolute favorite apple.
About a week and a half, 2 weeks.
All right, Hillary?
I don't know. It depends on what I'm going to do with them. I mean, if I'm going to bake with them or if I'm going to just eat them or if I'm going to make them into sauce.
Snow Sweet, week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends on what I'm doing with them.
Red Delicious, huh?
Red Delicious. They're still, they're probably going to be about the same. We don't have a terrible lot of Red Delicious out there this year, but there are a few.
I'm actually not too picky, but I thought I'd choose one since he's trying to play along.
And Zestars that we have here, too, in studio. Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. The Avenue is just south of Eau Claire, a couple miles south on Highway 53. And again, the apple picking day for Feed My People. You can check out that Facebook event. Ronnie, so good to see you. Thank you for bringing us cider and apples. And
Thank you.
It's a great start to the morning.
All right. Well, this is interesting. Five home upgrades that millennials are not interested in.
I can't wait to hear these.
I feel like I'm on the
these.
Spot here.
No, I can't wait to hear. Millennials get such a bad rap, and I'm just becoming more and more impressed with their generation.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So what is it you think that maybe millennials are looking for? A fabulous kitchen, smart home technology, lots of storage space. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. Actually, they'd like a home that they could move into, that is ready to move into.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so here's what they're turned off by.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
let's trying to see if if we need to go from five to one, but we don't.
Okay.
All right. So all of a sudden now the list sort of changed.
Oh, no.
Right. I will say technology. As a millennial who recently changed homes too, it was very important to me that it not be, as much as I love Chip and Joe, I didn't want a fixer-upper.
Yeah, no, you don't want a fixer-upper.
I wanted something that had minimal maintenance. And then, I swear, the dear old couple that sold it to us, they could not have timed it any better with every single light bulb failing in the first 3 months of the home.
That's awesome.
Number one, they do not want over-the-top landscaping. All right?
A spacious, amen.
Well-manicured lawn is not something that they want to spend time fertilizing, etc.
No.
Number
That's
two.
That's how I was, but my wife loved the landscaping.
Mm. Yeah.
They do not need or want a formal dining room.
I hear ya.
Mom and grandma may have cherished dinner time in their fancy dining room with matching plates, etc., but younger buyers tend to consider that dedicated room a stuffy waste of space.
We turned it into the kids' playroom.
Yeah.
There you go. Number three, millennials not interested in having a designated floor plan. They said older generations may be satisfied with a mapped out floor plan that designates a living room, etc., but in fact, millennials seek multifunctional rooms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that.
Sure.
Fourth, millennials not interested in brand new carpeting.
Yeah.
If you're looking at sprucing up your home before you sell, think twice before spending money installing new carpets. Millennials are moving away from carpeting in favor of bare floors with statement rugs.
Oh, statement rugs.
I want a statement rug.
Okay.
Tell you All what, right. I met a bear hunter yesterday, and I said, are you going to put your... She just killed the bear a couple weeks ago.
Of course
and
she did.
And I said, so are you going to be putting the head on the wall? You know, making coffee. She's like, no, making a rug. So that would be a statement.
This whole thing just took a turn I didn't see coming.
That would be a statement rug. Okay,
Mark just rubs shoulders with bear hunters right on.
There you go. And fifth and finally, millennials not interested in memorabilia and game rooms, which might surprise you.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. They're not defined by their possessions. They definitely don't want to showcase them in a room. So if you're thinking about staging a room where the owners can show off their stuff,
no.
Think again.
Interesting.
I do have some Jordy Nelson memorabilia up on a wall. Mm. But it wasn't what I thought as a bachelor. I was like, this is going to be my Packers shrine type of thing. Yeah. No. Priorities change when you have
Interesting,
kids.
Interesting, though.
I like it.
You know, we had talked about this back in 2017, and I remember being just absolutely shocked. But it hasn't changed. So we told you back then about a study that revealed about 7% of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Okay. How now, brown cow?
Yeah. Oh, my. So here's the really apparently bit of sad news, because the latest survey found that 48% of Americans aren't sure where chocolate milk comes from. And
we don't 7%, want to commit to anything either way.
7% still thinks it comes from brown cows.
No child left behind.
So what about, like, if you go to the Wisconsin State Fair, the former Senator Herb Kohl would always have, like, a milk stand for real little. You could get, like, a flavored milk cup. Do people think that with strawberry milk? I know that's near as popular.
Root beer milk is one of my most favorite
Pumpkin spice milk is now at Quick Trip, and maybe...
Some of those orange heifers.
It's not okay, people. Milk comes from cows. They artificially flavor it with the various things, but mostly milk comes from cows, unless it's like soy milk, and then it comes from soy,
or almond milk
comes from coconuts. I mean, wait, guess what? Almonds. Okay, it's...
How about goat milk?
Goats!
Oh, okay.
There you see, we can do this. Let's pull together,
America. Yeah, but
haven't
you seen it? When Jay Leno hosted the Tonight Show, they do jaywalking.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon... other late night host Jimmy Kimmel do things like that. Like, you wouldn't believe the answers
you know,
people.
Dean and I were just talking about this last night, because I'm presenting at a conference in actually in a week. Oh, snap. Okay, moment of panic. I'm okay. But I'm presenting at this conference about like government advocacy, and I feel the need in my first two slides to lay out the fact that Wisconsin has two U.S. senators and eight U.S. congressmen and women and 33 state senators and 99 assembly members.
Because you don't want to assume.
Because I feel like most people don't know that. I feel like if I were to walk down the street and just randomly ask people, how many senators does the state of Wisconsin have? How many assembly people does the state of Wisconsin have? I don't know that most people could answer that. Am I incorrect?
No, no, you're probably not.
I doubt it.
No. Yeah.
One of my children has a government class now, so we were having some of this discussion, like, who's our congressman? And so I think she might have got that one. But then, you know, we've got two senators. Can you name them? I mean, it would be interesting to just go out and about and see what we could come up with.
Yeah, I don't think most people could. Also, 20% of people worldwide don't know that hamburgers are made from beef.
Well, actually, sometimes they're not anymore now.
Turkey burgers,
veggie burgers, fake meat burgers, and all those things.
Still, yeah.
Should be some residency application for Wisconsin.
Go visit a farm.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Once I started singing and somebody said you should go to Hollywood and you should work in television, and I looked around and I saw there were no frogs working in television, and I said there's empty spaces there.
And that, of course, Kermit the Frog, the voice of Kermit, Jim Henson. And amazing. This is his birth anniversary, this September 24th. He did 234 roles in as many as 48 different productions. It's kind of unbelievable.
That's my favorite. I love a Swedish chef.
Sounds like how I talk to my dog.
Yes. Oh, I love the Swedish chef. He brings me joy.
They say probably the best. Kermit the Frog, Ernie, and the Swedish Chef are the ones
they get. Boy, am I thirsty.
Am I thirsty?
Am I thirsty?
Oh, Ernie, if you're...
Ernie.
Just an amazing talent.
So much talent there.
So he actually left us way too soon in 1990 at the age of 53. And after his passing, going way back in the archives, finding John Tesh some... a profile he did on Entertainment Tonight.
Jim Henson gave life to the Muppets, and they in turn made his worthwhile. When he was still a child, Jim Henson sat down in front of a television and was mesmerized by the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie puppets. From then on, he knew what he wanted to do with his life.
Okay, buddy, what do you think of Wilkins coffee?
I never tasted it.
Now, what do you think of Wilkins?
These two hand puppets were the humble beginnings of Jim Henson's amazing career. Henson created Sam and Friends for a local Washington, D.C. show back in the 1950s.
Your smiles, your frowns, your ups, your downs are second nature to me now.
Henson coined the label Muppet around this time, calling his creations a combination of marionettes and puppets, and soon they were making guest appearances on network shows like Ed Sullivan.
So here they are now. The Muppets!
Most of the creatures were basically hand puppets made of felt, each with their own personality. It's made their television debut on a new show for kids called Sesame Street. As the show and Henson tried to combine education and entertainment, stars emerged. Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, Oscar the Grouch, the Cookie Monster, and one self-assured little green frog named Kermit.
Hey, listen, I have a mission to fly, but when I get back, maybe I could buy you a root beer.
I gotta tell you, I was 5 years old in 1969. I mean, I grew up with Sesame Street.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's been there all my life. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just so creative and fun. So.
So wonderful and kind, and I love Sesame Street. They tackle those hard issues with kids, and that's really a special thing.
And then there's
a Swedish chef.
Right, and then the Muppet Show later was in prime time. He wanted to get into prime time, and really the networks foolishly said no to him. So then they create the Muppet Show syndication and all the movies, right?
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Wonderful talent.
I love Muppets Christmas Carol, too. It's one of my enduring favorites. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.